Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, everyone.
It's our Monday morning.
I hope everyone had a beautiful weekend. I know Jill and I had some really good experiences, so I'm hoping everybody else did. Jill had a really cool little experience that is leading into today's message.
Yeah, it was really unique. I was sharing with Kim before this recording that we have a screened-in porch that has the doors propped open all of the time because our one cat won't be in here if the doors are closed. But if they're open, she'll be in here all day long. And with the doors open, we get bugs and different things that, you know, get trapped in here. Occasionally a bird will fly in. But yesterday, came into the porch and there was a monarch butterfly trapped in here, which is the first time in years that we've had this porch that I've ever seen a butterfly trapped in here. And so I had to get new tools to get up. It's much harder to get a trap a butterfly and free it than to trap a bug, say, and free it. And so anyways, got the butterfly free, go do my stuff, something else, and I come back later on and there's another butterfly, not a monarch this time, a smaller butterfly, but another butterfly trapped in this porch, which is, it's so odd to me. Like the first one was like, okay. But when the second one happened, I just was like, as I was sharing that with Kim, I'm like, these butterflies, two of them, never happened before, seems fairly significant. And so as we were talking about it, Kim,
that is something also, like, there's a few messages in with this as she was saying it. And as you're talking through it again, I hear pattern. So if you're wondering, for one, signs, you're like, oh, was that a sign from my loved one? Was that a sign from spirit? I've been asking this question. I'm looking for a sign. It's like, if you see it once, it happens once with a butterfly caught. That's not necessarily always a sign, but when there is repetition, when it happens again, that's something where, like, it caught your attention. You're like, whoa, I need to pay attention to this. What's going on? Those are the signs.
Good point. Yeah. Cause the first one definitely stood out to me in its uniqueness, but it didn't strike me as any particular anything other than being that close to a monarch is always awesome in my world. But, you know, yeah, but the second one, it definitely was like, whoa, wait a second. I need to pay attention to this.
So then I thought, okay, what are they trying to teach us? And I got brought into the, oh, it's beautiful. I'm going into something, like, I'm excited to go in here. Oh, what's this area I'm venturing into? And like, you're almost curious. You're going in there and you're checking things out and all of a sudden you get caught up. And you lose all your senses, you lose all your direction, and basically stress, fear, anxiety, all of it takes over and you lose your mind. You're flying around like crazy.
Yes. And I shared too, Kim, I should share this as well. The doors were still open and these butterflies were in a corner trapped. In their experience, they're trapped. They're not getting out. They keep trying that same corner. I've watched various bugs and whatever fly in. And if they're in flight, they will turn around and exit. But once they're in here, they go to that corner. Like he says, like, lose their minds. I'm stuck. Back to the corner. Then they'll rest. Then they'll push, you know, towards that corner, like it's going to open for them. And that's why I didn't trap them and release them, because they're literally like 4 feet away from the open door in a corner. Or 5 feet, whatever. Yeah.
And they're losing their minds over it.
Losing their minds.
Yeah. And here you were trying to be helpful. And they were seeing you as a threat. As a butterfly, they should. Yes. But in reality, if we think about our life, how many people around you, You're stuck. You feel trapped. You feel like anxiety is coming on. There's no way out. You're trying to figure it out. And people are coming into your life and trying to help you. And you're just brushing them off. You're like, no. And you think, well, I got this. So I'll figure it out. But sometimes we need that extra help when you're in that chaos mode.
Yes. The extra help if you can't get the extra help, I think the question of where's the open door?
Yeah. Yep. Where's the opening that I can't see?
Yep. Where's the opening I can't see? You know?
And there's always a way out. And you've heard that all over the place. You know, I hear people say, well, there's always a way out. There's always, and then you'll sit there, well, no, there, and then we have excuses. But in reality, there is. Just sometimes we cannot see it.
Yeah. And sometimes we just don't like it. It's not that it's not there. What we're saying is, I don't like that out. It's still there. But it really, the losing, like, as humans, the analogy here of humans, of losing our mind, losing our senses, losing our ability to, like, just even calmly ask, where's the opening? You know, we trap ourselves, then we trap ourselves again in our minds, and we trap ourselves with our panic, and we trap ourselves by shutting off our senses to be able to, like, you know, find our way even instinctually out. We go into that panic, which just takes over. And it's a very curious choice. And not in the same curious way that, like, the butterfly was curious, like, coming in, like, playful, fun, let me check this out. It's a panic curious choice. Like, oh, my gosh.
Yep.
So help.
So if somebody comes into your life, if you recognize somebody in that butterfly state, gently guide, gently direct them to that door.
Yeah, and I will tell you, trapping that monarch was a challenge. Those things are fast and strong, and its instinct to fly away is powerful. And it's trying to fly away and going up against a screen, right? Yeah, and so that analogy too, like, if you're the one helping someone, just know, you know, they're going to be flapping their wings, trying to do their thing.
Yep.
You have to stay. Like, I had to keep myself very calm because I was almost going to panic. I was worried for the butterfly. I was worried it was going to have a heart attack. I was worried something bad was going to happen to it with its wings, you know? And I had to just, like, keep grounding myself, centering myself, like, stay focused, help the butterfly, help the butterfly. Like, yes, help the butterfly. And I did think about just leaving it be and see if it could find its way out. You know, and I just felt really compelled to just get it free. I wanted to see it, you know, in flight again. So it's like a balancing when you're helping someone. It's a balancing of a whole lot of experiences. Like, you're, you know, your mind is might even be freaking out. Your emotions are ticking up. You know, you're coming out of your body. Like, you got to keep yourself in yourself to help someone who's kind of in that semi-crisis mode or crisis mode. Same thing if you have to do it for yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I love this message. Who would have thought?
Those sweet butterflies.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you, Kim.
Oh, thank you, everyone. Thank you, Jill. Listening. Thank you.
Yeah. Ooh. A lot of yawns for this one. So a lot to energy.
Yes.
In, so.
Yeah.
All right. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. Until next time.